All the tech giants are using dopamine to acquire users and churning out billions of dollars every year and turning you into a mess. I'm pretty sure you don't know how, so keep listening. Hello everyone, I'm Amar and you're listening to the 9th episode of Stoic Human Podcast, the chemical that companies use to control you. Save yourself. Human brain releases dopamine, a chemical which plays a role in how we feel pleasure. It's a big part of our unique human ability to think and plan. Dopamine is released in very small amounts but possesses very significant control over your body. It helps us strive, focus, and find things interesting. But just like refined sugar, if dopamine is refined and provided in you higher dosage, or in this case if stimuli are so optimized that your brain starts producing it more, then it can start an endless neurological feedback loop which can be very hard to escape. You might say that, but isn't that great to have more pleasure, focus and more of all the effects that dopamine has? Well, the context matters and I will talk about that in a bit. Anyway, when you hand over the reins of your brain to a large corporation, they are definitely going to use that access for your benefits. Let's talk about casinos, video games, and social media for a moment. Casinos and video games are packed with stimuli like flashing lights and bells and whistles. Games train your reflexes to react to those stimuli. We execute those reflexes over and over again, reinforcing the neurological pathways responsible for those reflexes. And then every time we execute one of those reflexes, we get intense neurological satisfaction. And that satisfaction is so addictive that you start treating video games or gambling as your reality and the only source of dopamine. But I don't gamble or play video games, so I am okay, right? Well, no. If you are out of 3.5 billion smartphone users in the world, which you are, and then it is extremely likely that you use something called social media like Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, Tinder or whatnot. Those all apps are free to use, or I must say that they are free to sign up. As soon as you start using them, they start charging you money, which you are not even aware of. First, they will ask you for permissions like access to your phone's camera, location, microphone, photos, files, and other stuff. And you will give them all of that because you want to use that app. Then they will show you some photos and videos. Some of them will be of your friends, but a lot of them will be of people with amazing bodies, wealthy positions, travel photos, better looking pets than yours, and much, much more. Soon, by analyzing your behavior and all the telemetry data, they will start showing you ads which will be exploiting your insecurities or will try to nudge you to buy something which you don't even need, but you are vulnerable at that moment. You might think you can quit all of this, but meanwhile, you have subconsciously started competing with all those people who have more followers and more likes than you. And each follow or a like or a match on Tinder you get has started giving you dopamine hit, which feels really good that you don't really want to escape that. And then you will consume more of that glorified content and this feedback loop will continue. You will pay for the things that your favorite social media apps recommend you. The seller and the social media platform will earn off of your data, and because of constant dopamine hit that you get from that social media platform, you won't quit it and it will put you in this miserable jail. So what to do? Well, avoid cheap dopamine. Well, I mean, you might say that, what do you mean by cheap? Well, dopamine that you get from casinos, using social media, playing video games, eating sugar, watching pornographic content, and other such activities which are sold to you by big corporations and are highly optimized to create that feedback loop of neurological satisfaction that we have been talking about, which turns you into a cash cow for those corporations, but isn't helping you at all. You might feel like that it's helping you, but it isn't in reality. It won't be easy at all, and I'll talk about that in the next podcast episode. A lot of these anti-dopamine podcasts and blog posts goes wrong because they end up conveying that cut out dopamine completely. But that is not what you have to do. Dopamine isn't bad. In fact, it is a great if you use it aligning with your evolutionary roots. Dopamine is a natural reward system. If you secure a better job, your business runs better than previous year, or you approach a woman that you like, or lift more weight in gym than yesterday, then your brain is going to release dopamine and will make you feel good and make you focused and strive for what you want to achieve. I won't go into absolute details in this podcast episode, but for next couple of weeks, I'll be discussing how I went through dopamine detox and how I am utilizing dopamine to create productive feedback loop, which is similar to the one that social media or video games create, but helps me progress in life instead of turning myself into cash cow of some big corporation. So stay tuned. That's it for this week. I would love it if you could follow this podcast because there's amazing content coming your way every Friday, and check out our written content on stoichuman.com. This week we have released our new journaling app, because journaling is your power, and the link to that app will be in the description down below. You can follow us on Instagram to get your daily dose of Stoic wisdom. The username is stoichuman.com. It's D-O-T-C-O-M, stoichuman.com. Subscribe us on our YouTube channel, which is Stoic Human Podcast. Bye and stay safe.